We're community supported Shine FM.
Hi, this is Angie here at Shine FM, and it's time for our community spotlight. These are things that are going on in and around our listening area that could affect you and your family. It is time for us now to do our community spotlight. It's our monthly update with the United Way of Logan County. I've got Dave Bezesko in the house with me this morning. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Angie. How are you?
Good. We got lots of stuff going on.
Oh, we are in mid-season campaign form at United Way. It's that time of year again, and United Way out and about working to raise $1 million here
it's doable.
In Logan County. It is doable. Last year, we raised $951,000. If we pull off this milestone goal in the 65th year of United Way of Logan County, we will be the smallest community in the state to raise $1 million for United Way. That's not bragging on United Way of Logan County.
Right.
That's bragging on the generosity of the community and the people who have responded over the years to the need. It's absolutely incredible.
And it's actually pretty amazing. I mean, what's another $50,000, right? So let's do
it. It's another whole million is really what it is, because we start from scratch every year. But the thing that's awesome to think about, Angie, this year is to pull this off. We're going back into the vault. We're going back into the history books, and we have recruited back 21 campaign chairs, people who have supported United Way at one of the highest levels of volunteer leadership in the community, to form what we're calling the Million Dollar Roundtable. These leaders, community leaders, were with us. They helped us get to this point. Now we want them along for the ride as we celebrate this million-dollar
strategy.
Goal. Yeah, and one of those Million Dollar Roundtable members was with us this morning, Darren Olson. You know him as your Edward Jones advisor here in Belle Fountain. And Darren, you were campaign chair when?
I believe it was 1998, but I'd have to check my calendar.
1997.
I'm 97.
Okay. Right here. Yes. Absolutely.
It was still a while ago.
What brings you back? Why are you and the others so excited about the opportunity to be a part of this?
Well, first of all, I think it was just a fabulous idea to bring back all of the campaign chairs to help. It's a lot of work putting together this campaign. Certainly, it's work that is very worthwhile, extremely needed in the community, but it is nonetheless a lot of work. So if you can spread that work amongst a lot of different individuals and individuals who, of course, have a passion for the United Way and for what it means to the community, then I think that's fantastic. It's a great idea.
Now, beyond that element, why do you personally support United Way? I mean, you know, what is it that is the driving force behind your passion for the cause?
Well, I mean, it's just really pretty easy. Obviously, the real quality of life issues come in when we get to help one another. I mean, you know, beyond my profession of helping people making money, the truth of the matter is it's what that money can do for people that is the most important. And, you know, in the United Way, we're a one-stop shop for so many wonderful things that have to occur in our community. Without the United Way, they wouldn't happen. So it's a wonderful organization, extremely efficient and well-run. I know we talk all the time about how 90 cents on the dollar goes to the actual charities. So we're an extremely efficient organization as far as raising funds are concerned. And it does an awful lot of valuable, needed things within the community.
You talk about some of those things that wouldn't happen without the support of United Way. We're talking 44 programs of 28 funded agencies right here in Logan County. Mm-hmm. And I can think off the top of my head of some programs that are new over the last several years that probably wouldn't be a part of the community if it weren't for the support of donors who give via payroll deduction at work when they're asked to do so, people who respond to our mailers. We're talking about the new domestic violence shelter that came to the community three summers ago, the Soteria House. We didn't have a domestic violence shelter in Logan County, and I just think about how that shelter is full all the time with victims of domestic violence and how that is a social service gap that has been closed, has been filled, thanks to your United Way support.
Yeah, absolutely. And it just goes on and on from there. So many wonderful organizations. And, you know, the vast majority of people within Logan County, if especially if you look at it from a family level, will be affected by the United Way on a year's basis.
Wow. I mean, okay. So first of all, I'm glad there's a lot of help for women in domestic violence, mm-hmm. but that's just a sad statistic that it's full.
Yeah. It's, you know, one of those things that is a tip of the iceberg situation, because we know about the drug epidemic.
Yeah.
And I think about all the programs now United Way supports today that weren't on the agency list 5 years ago, 10 years ago, back when Darren was campaign chair, because the drug epidemic is so much bigger now and has evolved to the point where we have the Logan County Community Corps, we have Recovery Zone, we have the police and fire, police and sheriff department, Fountain Police Department, Logan County Sheriff's Office, all supported now to help with the drug epidemic through the United Way campaign.
Well, we've got a lot more to talk about and a lot more to talk about with this $1 million club and how folks can get involved in helping the United Way right here in Logan County. The dollars stay local and they do a lot for your neighbors and even yourself in those times of need. So we're going to talk more with the Logan County United Way coming up in a few minutes on our Community Spotlight. In the studio with me today, Dave Bezesko. He's with the United Way of Logan County, and they are right in the middle of their big campaign. And this is something you guys may want to just listen in, because some really big things are happening here in Logan County. Dollars stay local. That's the big thing.
It really is, Angie. I think one of the things that is great about United Way is that it's a movement that started, what, about 130 years ago, Denver, Colorado. But it came to Logan County in 1955 when local businessmen and women said, you know what, that idea of having a United Appeal, a community chest type of an organization for our community, that makes sense. Let's do that here. And since 1955, it has been one of the primary ways that we've taken care of our own here in Logan County. And so we're running this $1 million campaign this year, and mostly people give it work. About 90% of the money will come through people who give it work via payroll deductions and then the typical corporate matches.
And I want to make sure people know that if they work outside of Logan County, they can still give. And that's an important thing
Absolutely.
To note.
Because you got a lot of commuters driving off to work somewhere else today in the car, Angie, as they listen in on the morning show. Yeah, if the United Way campaign's taking place at your workplace and you're working in Champaign County, working in Columbus, working in Union County, wherever it may be, you could designate your gift back to Logan County by writing Logan County in on your pledge form. But we're here with Darren Olson. He's one of our $1 million roundtable volunteers. And Darren, I know when people get that pledge form at work, we're thinking about the campaign 24/7. That's kind of in our DNA here, especially this time of year. But most people, unless it's time for them to give, the presentation happens, the appeal, they're not thinking about it. When that time comes, sometime between now and Thanksgiving at work, and you get presented with the United Way opportunity to give, why do you encourage someone to make that gift, to make that pledge? Talk a little bit about how that works in your mind.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Dave. Obviously many, many, many of us are so blessed and we've gotten so many great gifts in our life, and this is just an opportunity to give a little bit of that back. And, certainly I think we've all found that the more we give, the more that seems to flow back to us. And if you think about all of the organizations within our community, here's one place that we can go that's going to affect many, many, many different people with many different needs that they've got going on in their life, whether that's a grandparent or a parent that needs some daycare so that you can give a respite to their caregiver. There are warm clothes for kids. There are food for those that need it. There's just so many wonderful things that happen every time you give just a little bit to the United Way, and it's such an easy and efficient thing to do. So I think it's just a wonderful way to give back to the community and make it go a really long ways.
Well, you give, a couple bucks a week out of your payroll deduction. You barely miss it. I mean, a monster drink is $3, right?
Could all do without those.
Give $3 a pay period, and that's going to add up to, if you every other week, that'd be $78 for the year. If you get paid every week, it's $156 for the year. Mm-hmm. But then sometimes, often you work at a workplace where your company matches that, and that happens in a lot of workplaces. Your gift doubles. What an opportunity. And then it multiplies with everyone else who's giving in the same manner. Last year, we had 3,400 plus individuals give to United Way of Logan County and 154 businesses. I mean, and that all added up to $951,000. And then how does that get reinvested back in the community? Well, over $200,000 of that went to youth programs. Darren, you mentioned warm clothes for kids, but we also have safe, supervised after-school activities with the Logan County Neighborhood Outreach Centers. Mm-hmm. What are some of your other favorites?
There's just so many. And, you know, to me, though, I deal with a lot of older folks. And maybe you just can't quite always appreciate this, but that if you have a spouse that starts to fall on hard times from a health standpoint, and you're now the caregiver, and you're maybe a little bit older yourself right now, that is a very taxing thing. And it's to the point where you can't go out to the grocery store, you can't hardly do anything. It takes over your life as well, too. And so you get two lives that are greatly impacted. Mm-hmm. And so there are opportunities then for adult daycare, for you to drop your spouse off and have your day to at least rest or go do the things that you need to do during the day. And all of that has helped to be sponsored, because otherwise it would be very, very expensive.
That's through Green Hills Community Transportation for Logan County. Will help get seniors to and from Meals on Wheels. What an amazing program Life Care Alliance has in our community, checking in on senior citizens who are shut in, helping them stay independent in their home by providing them with warm, nutritious meals at lunchtime every day. You know, no one has paid for a meal in Logan County since Life Care Alliance took over Meals on Wheels in 2014. Mm-hmm. Because of your United Way contributions and the donations that they receive as well. That is a service that has provided for free to any senior citizen who needs that.
That's really good.
It's amazing. Absolutely an amazing thing. And then I think about some of the financial stability programming, and you're talking about our homeless shelter, the domestic violence shelter, income tax preparation through the VITA program at Bridges Community Action, hunger. You know, our daily bread is our daily bread now because of United Way. It used to be our biweekly bread. But because of your increased United Way support, the soup kitchen here in Bell Fountain at Lutheran Community Services is open Monday through Friday now. And that's something that's a big need and a service that's provided in our community.
And I want to remind people, you can't look at someone and know what their need is.
Right.
You can have a very, you know, hardworking father who is raising his kids and still just needs a little bit of help and maybe a weekly groceries or a help with youth football.
Check this out, Angie. A report in the Washington Post over the summer talked about how 40% of Americans could not withstand a financial hit, an unexpected bill of $400 or more.
Oh, man.
That creates an emergency in a household. And for so many, the United Way programs and services provided by your gift help those families through those hard times. We have in our community a 14% poverty rate in Logan County. But on top of that, you have 22% additional households who make money above the poverty level, but not enough for self-sufficiency, not enough to make all their ends meet. We're talking 1 in 3 Logan County households not making enough to make ends meet. And that's where United Way programming comes in to help fill the gaps.
Man, oh man. And it, yeah, you, when you look at what the poverty level is, a lot of us can go, well, I'm not there yet. Mm-hmm. Right. It is amazing. Yeah. Well, it's really really fantastic information. And Darren, thank you so much for giving us your input and your personal heart for the whole thing. And I'm glad that you're on the campaign. How many people did you say are on this $1 million club?
We've got 21 volunteers on the $1 million round
table. Man, oh man.
Yeah, out of the last 30 years, 21 of our past campaign chairs have come back to join us. And that number skewed because a couple folks were campaign chair more than 1 year. So, you know, the fact that we've got that much representation says a lot about the experience that they had, the passion that they do still have for our community, and that they're willing to come back and help. But we're just so glad to have this help help us raise $1 million.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break. Thank you again, Darren, for coming in and sharing your side of the story. And we're going to talk a little bit more about the campaign and also some other things that are going on. And again, another example of how your United Way dollars are really making a difference in Logan County. And don't forget that United Way is in most counties. So it doesn't have to be just Logan County. There are other counties that we support as a station.
Every county in your listening area has local United Way.
There you go. And so giving is the thing that we want to say. Be generous and give. And if you're giving in the name of the Lord, that's even better. We're going to talk more on the Community Spotlight coming up in just a few minutes. We're doing our Community Spotlight last segment with David Vizesco from the United Way of Logan County. And I want to know what else is going on out there in Logan County United Way.
Sure. As we've talked all morning, the campaign's underway. We're just shy of the $300,000 mark at this point.
Wow.
And that's really the front and center thing going on right now with United Way. The campaign runs through Thanksgiving. You may have not yet been asked to give You will be, especially if you work in a Logan County workplace where we have 60 local workplaces going to participate in the United Way campaign this fall. When the opportunity presents itself, please do discern and pray about it.
Can they do it anyway?
They can give any time at uwlogan.org.
Okay.
Anytime you can give at uwlogan.org. Wanted to talk about our Dolly Parton Imagination Library. Absolutely love the way that this program continues to grow and evolve in our community. We've talked about it before, Angie, but it's been a while since we've done so on the radio. But we now have over 1,600 preschoolers in Logan County enrolled in this early childhood literacy program. It's a book club for toddlers. That's really what it is. Dolly started it herself with her foundation back in the 90s, and thanks to your United Way support, we brought it to Logan County last year, and it didn't take long for families to latch on to this. This is great. A free book every month for your preschooler until they turn five. So if you enroll them right out of the womb, a library of up to 60 free books can come to your home in your child's name. Your kid gets mail. Do you know how much they love getting mail?
I remember.
It's not junk. It's not junk mail. It's good stuff. It's a gift that they get to unwrap. It's got their name on it. And then it's a book that they get to read and keep. 86% of parents in the program say they read more to their kids now.
Yes, absolutely.
As a result of this. So it's helping get kids off those screens. But most importantly, you're making memories. What was the Darren? What was your favorite book growing up? You have a favorite book growing up?
You know, I can't remember the name of it, but it was Grover from Sesame Street.
Gotcha. Was it the monster at the end of the book?
That's exactly.
I love that story. That is fantastic.
I've never heard of that before. Well, but listen, I was in the Golden Book Club.
There you go. Okay.
And I got a golden book every month. The Little Engine That Could and the Three Bears.
The Little Engine That Could was Dolly Parton's favorite book when she grew up. So the first book every kid gets in the program is The Little Engine That Could.
Oh,
and then
see?
From their age and gender specific books until they turn five. You can sign up your child for free on our website. You go to uwlogan.org, click the Imagination Library tab on top of the screen, and you can enroll your child for free. You do it now, they'll get their first book in November and get a book every month until they turn five.
All right. Last thing we want to talk about is how people can get assistance.
Absolutely. We've been talking a lot about giving help today. One of the ways you can get help with the over 44 programs of 28 funded agencies gets confusing. Here's something to make it real easy. Pick up the phone and push 211. That's it. Just like you dial 911. We have a 24/7, 365 information and referral hotline now in Logan County. Again, part of your United Way support. This just came 2 years ago. You pick up the phone, you dial 211. You're going to talk to a live local operator who can talk you through any human service need that you have. This is more than just a referral service. Someone really will talk with you about your situation, ask questions, figure out what's going on. The average person spends about 12 minutes on the line with the 211 operator.
Wow.
So they're really spending some good quality time with you, getting a feel for your situation, and then helping you discern where the help would be available best in our community.
And that's actually available in our other listening areas.
Absolutely,
as well.
It is. In fact, the only community that does not have it around us right now would be, Auglaize doesn't have it either, Hardin County.
Oh, okay.
So Hardin and Auglaize still do not have 211, but in Union, Shelby, over in Champaign County, Marion's got 211.
Okay, so, fantastic.
Yeah, dial 211.
All right, well, it's good to catch up with you, David, and knowing what's going on with United Way of Logan County. Give the website and phone number one more time.
uwlogan.org.
All right. If you need any kind of help, assistance, questions, no matter what, that's a place to start. And 211 for sure if you need assistance. That is our community spotlight for today. Thank you for listening. Thank you for getting involved with the United Way of Logan County or any United Way in the county where you live, work, play, whatever. I just want you guys to have a spirit of giving and be generous with these campaigns, especially the ones that have the big goals like ours right here in Logan County.
We're community supported Shine FM.